Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. I'm looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. Happy Monday to you all. I am your host, Al Martin, coming to you on this March 18th, 2019. What a weekend. What a day. I must admit, you can't tell, but I am a bit tired. Wow, what a day it was on Sunday, folks, as my intern, Alec Rio, and myself, we hit the road around about 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Well, excuse me, Sunday morning, so that we could get to Chicago to cover the Michigan State and Michigan Big Ten Tournament Championship game. And it was just a long day, you know, driving to Chicago. Did meet up with a few college buddies of mine who live out there. My brother's from another mother. Shout out to Horacio and Will. Great seeing them. And then Alec and I, we took off to the United Center, and we witnessed one of, if not the best game on the hardwood between these two rivals. I mean, how fun was that? The atmosphere was insane. It was an absolute packed house in Chicago at the United Center. Spartan fans and Wolverine fans, it was like a 50-50 split. Everybody cheering and then, you know, everybody getting nervous and the highs and the lows, the emotion of the game. Kyle Arns goes down. You could hear a pin drop at the United Center when that happened. And then eventually, we all know what happened. Michigan State beats Michigan for the third time this season. Sunday's win culminating with a Big Ten Tournament Championship. What a moment it was. We were there for the celebration. We talked with Tom Izzo afterwards. We talked to the players afterwards. You know, got a chance to chat with Xavier Tillman, Cassius Winston, and Kyle Arns. And you can just imagine the emotion coming from Kyle Arns and his teammates, you know, based on that moment and then using that moment to emotionally propel yourself to another gear to just squeak by the Wolverines. It was one of the funnest games I've ever covered. Just completely fun, folks. And, you know, when looking at this game, there's a lot to be made of it. But the committee, it's like they didn't even look at it, right? The NCAA selection committee didn't even look at the game, I feel like. And I'm going to explain why. I'm going to try and dive into the mentality of why the selection committee looked at Michigan State as a two seed. And on top of that, it was like a double whammy. It's like you go in this big high, right? You win the Big Ten Tournament Championship. Emotions are through the roof. And then right afterwards, the selection show begins on CBS. And you get the news that not only did you not get a one seed, but you are in the same region as the top team in the nation.
That is blasphemous.
It is, Stephen A. It really is. I couldn't believe it. You know, when we got word, I had to do a double take on my phone. And then, you know, you should have seen the reaction from us media members. And then you get the reaction from Izzo. You get a chance to hear what Izzo had to say concerning that seed. Izzo also, I believe he just wrapped up now his press conference at the Breslin Center. We're going to play to you the media scrum interview that we got along with many media members who were there covering the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. You get a chance to hear that snippet. You won't hear the audio from Izzo's presser today. We'll play that tomorrow. We've got intern Kyle Turk over at the Breslin gathering that audio of Izzo speaking at 12 noon today. But Izzo was very candid, like he always is. Izzo, what I love about him is he always keeps it real, right? So you'll get a chance to hear what Izzo had to say about the two seed. So we'll break down Michigan State, Michigan, and the game that was the Big Ten Tournament Championship. What led to the Spartan win? What was that atmosphere like? I'll tell you a few cool stories of what it was like to be on the floor witnessing that moment. And then we'll talk about MSU being a two seed and why in the world the selection committee completely botched this one. And then we have a special live in-studio guest by the name of Anthony Iani, former MSU men's basketball player, motivational speaker. He will join me live in studio to give his thoughts on what the Spartans were able to do yesterday and what the selection committee decided to do concerning MSU seeding and region. And on the back end of the show, we will have weekend winners for you. All right, so this will be a loaded show. Just going to be real with you guys. It's going to be just about all MSU and Michigan college basketball talk and bracketology. All right? If you want to be a part of it, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. You can watch the live stream there, and you can also tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR News. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. You know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Okay, and we begin with yesterday's Michigan State men's basketball win over Michigan in the Big Ten tournament in Chicago, United Center, as the Spartans have done it again, defeating rival Michigan by a final score of 65-60 for the third time this season to win the Big Ten tournament. This time, it was Matt McQuaid leading the Spartans, going for 27 points, 4 rebounds. The dude was unconscious from deep. Big Ten Player of the Year Cassius Winston added a double-dub, 14 points, 11 assists, 3 rebounds, including that go-ahead layup. Clock ticking, goes to the hole, somehow, some way, finds a way. And that put MSU up for good, as MSU will now open the tournament against number 15 Missouri Valley tournament champ Bradley on Thursday at 2:45 p.m. So Michigan State, the 2 seed, taking on 15 seed Bradley. And in that region, which is the East region, that's where Michigan State is, Duke is the number 1 seed. And speaking of the NCAA bracket, again, Duke finishing as the number 1 overall seed, with Virginia, North Carolina, and Gonzaga also getting 1 seeds. Michigan State finished number 6 in the final rankings, just 2 spots above rival Michigan, and was placed, again, in Duke's bracket in the East. A record 8 Big Ten schools were selected for the 68-team field one Sunday, the most of any league. The ACC, which has 3 of the number 1 seeds, and the SEC got got 7 teams. 6 Big 12 schools made the field. We'll have more on the bracket and on MSU and Michigan, for that matter, in just a moment. Hold tight. The selection show for the 2019 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Tournament is set for tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN. On March 4th, the Division I Women's Basketball Championship Sport Committee announced its top 16 reveal. In that reveal, Baylor, Louisville, Notre Dame, and UConn were listed as number 1 seeds. ESPN right now projects Susie Merchant Spartans to be a 9 seed. So we'll see what happens later on this evening when it comes to that. All right, a lot of controversy centered on what happened in the Pomona Westphalia versus Iron Mountain Division III state championship game. Iron Mountain junior forward, Tony Fiera, he made a layup with 5.3 seconds left, which was wiped out by a controversial travel call, which basically would have put the babies to bed. On the ensuing inbound, PW guard Colin Trierweiler, he got the ball and sped past Iron Mountain junior guard Marcus Johnson to about midcourt. Iron Mountain had fouls to give. And at this point, you know, 0.7 red on the clock. That's when Marcus Johnson held Trierweiler and the refs called it an intentional foul. So that sent Trierweiler to the line where he made two free throws, ice water in his veins, propelling PW to a 53-52 win. A lot of controversy centered on, in particular, that call. Again, Marcus Johnson fouling Colin Trierweiler. A lot of people thought it should not have been called an intentional foul at the time. PW, again, down by one. And Colin made both, which eventually put him up by one, put the Pirates up by one. Game over as PW and Luke Pohl celebrated its first boys basketball state championship after having trailed since the first quarter. Unreal stuff. A lot of controversy on that moment. I'm working on trying to get Luke Pohl a part of Current Sports at some time this week to talk about what happened in that game. He spoke on the radio network that was covering that game directly after that game was finished, and Luke thought it was the right call. And, you know, he praised Colin for knocking down those two free throws. Just clutch stuff, folks. But, yeah, Iron Mountain, which is Tom Izzo's alma mater. That's where he went to high school at, and he actually held a brief tour for the Iron Mountain boys basketball team. He held a tour for that team last week and gave him some motivation going into that game, but they fall just a bit short. Okay, former Detroit Lions defensive tackle Haloti Ngata announced his retirement from the National Football League today, posting a picture of himself at the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro with the sign that read, quote, "I'm retiring from the NFL on top." Ngata, a five-time Pro Bowler with the Baltimore Ravens, played the 2015 to 2017 seasons with the Lions before spending last fall with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Lions acquired Ngata in 2015 in a trade with the Ravens after losing Ndamukong Suh to the Dolphins of Miami in free agency. Okay, Montez Sweat, the defensive end who blew away observers at the NFL scouting combine this month, former Spartan, by the way, with his speed and performance, has a heart condition, according to the NFL Network, that was not publicly known before the combine. Doctors cleared him to participate after determining that his condition, details of which were not disclosed because of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, otherwise known as HIPAA, it was low risk. That's according to Ian Rappaport. Quote, "Because of privacy issues, we are not allowed to comment specifically." That's what his agent said to the network. His agents go on to say, quote, "But I tell you that this is not news. Montez is the same person that was medically cleared to play and dominate the SEC, the Senior Bowl, and the NFL Combine. No change in health and no change in domination." Again, that statement coming from the agents of Sweat. Sweat, 6'6", 260 pounds, most likely vaulted to a top 10 pick with his performance at the combine, where he ran a lightning fast 4.41 second 40 yard dash recorded for a defensive lineman. Unreal stuff, folks. Freakishly athletic. All right, the Detroit Pistons swept the season series against the Toronto Raptors after going toe-to-toe against one of the East's best teams and coming out on top, 110-107, Pistons over Raptors. Dwayne Casey, head coach of the Pistons, again was able to secure the win against his former team. thanks to a 10-2 surge that took the Pistons from down 2 with just under 3 minutes left to play to up 6 with 20 seconds remaining. The Pistons begin a 5-game road trip today at Cleveland. They also play the Phoenix Suns, Portland Trail Blazers, the Golden State Warriors, and the Denver Nuggets on this trip. Detroit ranks 6th in the NBA's Eastern Conference and a 4-game up on the Brooklyn Nets in 4 games.
What are you talking about? Playoffs?
We are
you
talking
kidding
playoffs.
Me?
Yeah,
playoffs?
I think the Pistons, Connor Mathis, engineer of the Monday, Wednesday, and occasionally Friday current sports. Connor, I think the Pistons are going to make the playoffs. I think they will.
I think they're in a good spot.
They are. This road trip is kind of tough, though. You play the Warriors. You play the Nuggets.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you look at the teams behind them, the Brooklyn Nets are really the only one I'd be, if I were a Pistons fan, I'd be afraid of catching them. The Heat are on and off. I mean, the Heat are pretty much look at this point in time like they're going to be the sacrificial lamb to the Bucks in the first round. So
yeah, that's what it's looking like. Well, if I had to give a prediction, I would agree with that for sure. But yeah, the Nets have been playing some good basketball as of late.
Yeah, the way Detroit's been playing too. They might be able to even advance around. Who knows?
We'll see, man. I'm hoping. That'd be awesome. All right, the Detroit Tigers face off against the Baltimore Orioles today. That first pitch was thrown at 105. We'll give you a score update at some point throughout this hour. And last but not least, Rory McIlroy shot a tough 70-70 on the weekend. Closed out Sunday's round with 5 birdies on his last 10 holes to shoot a 16-under 272 on the week. And clipped Jim Furyk by a single stroke to win the Players' Championship. That does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. It's going to be all things Michigan State men's basketball today, folks. I want to hear what are your thoughts on what Michigan State was able to do in the Shy, winning the Big Ten Tournament Championship yesterday with a 65-60 win over the Michigan Wolverines. And what are your thoughts on the 2-seed East Region that does have number 1-seed Duke awaiting if Michigan State can advance? What are your thoughts on that seeding? Do you agree with what the selection committee did here? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. Watch the live stream there. Comment below that video. Would love to hear from you as well there. And you can tweet the show at WKAR News and tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. Say it once, say it twice, say it 3 times. The Michigan State men's basketball team is victorious, third time's the charm, over the Michigan Wolverines. This time for the Big Ten Tournament Championship here in Chicago at the United Center. Welcome to the current sports 2-minute drill. I am your host, Al Martin. And before we tell you all about where Michigan State will be playing in the first weekend of the Big Dance in the NCAA tourney, we talk about what happened right here on the hardwood this afternoon. Michigan State in one of the best games between the Spartans and Wolverines that we've seen in this rivalry's history. Michigan State proving victorious, led by some emotion due to the fact that Kyle Arnes took a nasty fall that will hinder his chances of playing come tourney time.
You lift him onto the stretcher.
When Kyle went down and, you know, you see him carted off, and did you feel like you had to win this one for him, the emotion?
From then on out, every time we came out of a huddle, we said this is for Arnie, you know. That guy puts in so much work, and to keep having these injuries for him is really devastating.
It was just a lot of pain, you know. A guy like that, you know, how good of a person he is, how hard he goes, you know, just see something like that, you know, you just don't expect that to happen to a kid like that. So we felt that, and we all felt that in our heart, and we had to do something about it. We had to step up for it.
Yeah, it means the world to me. You know, when you grow up with these guys, you know, we were together since day one, since we got on campus, and just to have guys like these that have my back, you know, it means the world to me. 20 years down the road, we're still gonna have a bond and a friendship that we're gonna go have a vacation together. Like, it's special. This place is special.
All right, now to the tournament, the big dance. What counts, right? Michigan State men's basketball will be a 2 seed in the tournament, taking on Bradley, the 15 seed in Des Moines, Iowa. Tom Izzo gave a pretty candid response to that news before stopping himself, but here is his reaction.
I don't care, you know. The problem is that I'm upset about is I just don't think they looked at 20-game schedule. We played more than any other, conference. And but wherever they want me to play, it hasn't been easy all year. If they want me to play outside, I'll play outside if they want me to play.
So, Tom, do you think the committee takes in account the Big Ten Tourney Championship win when putting the bracket together?
No, that's what's the problem. Of course not. It's already done. We've been saying that for years, so I don't think they do. If somebody else does, I'm sure the committee will say they do. But like I said, I'm not upset about that. I'm used to it.
So March is certainly on, and we want to hear from you. Do you think Michigan State being a 2 seed was a slight, or do you think that it was about right? Did the committee nail this? Comment at our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News, and be sure to listen to the Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports at 1 p.m. on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM, because I certainly got some thoughts. I'm Al Martin here at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois, for WKAR's Current Sports. Okay, that was the audio of the Current Sports 2-minute drill. I am running off fumes right now. Can't lie, I'm a bit tired. Thank the man upstairs for the invention of coffee. Probably rolling off about 4, maybe 5 hours of sleep, you know. Driving to Chicago, awesome. I love the Chi, by the way. Nothing like Chicago, Illinois. That was awesome. I love the United Center. Just had a great time, you know. Hit the road around 7 a.m. with Current Sports engineer and intern Alec Rio. You know, we got to the United Center, covered the game. The game was off the chain. And then to be there on the court to witness Michigan State celebrate, a lot of emotions in the air for the Spartans. You know, the stage came out. Izzo said a few words. They took pictures. Then the ladder was out there, and you had the scissors and the Spartans cutting down the nets in Chicago. And then something happened. The selection show took place. And what happens, you know, and I've covered Michigan State in the Big Ten Tournament Championship before. And how the protocol goes is, because in a normal round of the Big Ten Tournament, after the game, Tom Izzo will go to the podium. He'll talk in a formal press conference. And then he'll come down and do a media scrum. And the locker room is open, and then you talk to the players. But because it's the Big Ten Tournament Championship, you have to wait a bit because the selection show comes on immediately after the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. So you have to wait until the selection show reveals where Michigan State is going to be. Then Izzo will hit the podium. He'll do his media scrum. This time during his podium formal press conference, we got a chance to go into the locker room, talk to the players, and then Izzo did his scrum. So I just want to take you through what it was like being there first off. Michigan State and Michigan, boy, this rivalry is at a place it's never been before. What John Beilein and Tom Izzo have both built here in the state of Michigan is only rivaled by Duke and North Carolina. That's it, folks. It's really special what we are witnessing right now between the Wolverines and the Spartans on the basketball court. And what I love about it is that it's not an ugly rivalry like it is in football. I mean, that's really nasty in football when it comes to Coach D'Antonio and Jim Harbaugh and both of those programs. They don't like each other. You can use the word hate. There is a strong hate for one another. Just ask the Spartan logo in the middle of Spartan Stadium, right? We all know about how intense that is in football. And not to say it's not intense in basketball. It is very, very intense in basketball. But there is a mutual respect for one another that is pretty awesome to watch. That atmosphere at the United Center was pretty special. You know, when we got there and we're watching that game and I'm just taking a look around at all of the green and white and the maize and blue. A few fans out there talking trash to one another. You know, the Michigan fans cheering whenever a bucket from Simpson or Teske goes down. And then Spartan fans on the other end when a Matt McQuaid three or a Cassius Winston layup found the bottom of the net. Spartan fans making it real loud in the Shy. That was fun. And it was such a back and forth, old school Rocky Apollo Creed match, wasn't it? A jab here, a jab there. One team gets knocked down, you know, gets back up, throws a few jabs. It was so fun to watch the back and forth between these two squads. And for Michigan State, as you heard in the 2-minute drill report, which again, by the way, you can watch that report. It's live right now at facebook.com/WKAR News. Give it a look-see after 2 p.m. What really emotionally propelled the Spartans and helped them in this victory was when Kyle Arns went down in that first half and it got really, really silent. You could hear a pin drop. And, you know, for us being at the game and sitting that close to the action, I didn't see how Kyle got injured until I got back to here in East Lansing, actually. And I got a chance to see the video that was posted on Twitter. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I mean, that left ankle really had a bad twist. And thank goodness when Kyle went back and had x-rays, the x-rays were negative. So he did not break anything. But it's you know, I talked to Kyle afterwards, along with other media members, and he said it was swollen to like a softball. So, Izzo also want to note that during his afternoon press conference today, he does not know the status of Kyle Arns, but it's not good. You saw it. I saw it. We probably won't see him this opening round of the NCAA tournament. So, but, you know, you saw the emotion on screen. You know, Izzo teared up. Nick Ward got very emotional. All the players came over and you know, gave Kyle a hug. And from there on, talking with the players, it was a win this one for Arnie. That's what they call Kyle Arns. It was a win this one for Arnie, you know, rally cry. And Michigan State showed up and had, you know, made big plays in big moments. Matt McQuaid was unreal. What a game that young man had yesterday, right? I mean, Matt McQuaid just couldn't miss. It felt like it was one of those games where a player gets in such a zone where you think everything he throws up is going in. He's looking at the basket, and the basket is the size of the Pacific Ocean, and everything is going in. And that's exactly what it was. I knew it really hit me how hot Matt McQuaid was when you know the highlight I'm talking about, when the ball swings across the court to the left baseline, and two maize and blue jerseys fly at him to contest the shot, two hands in his face, and it goes through nothing but the bottom of the net. You knew Matt McQuaid was hot. I knew he was really, really hot when that went down. And it was like from that point on, and you saw a few plays. I mean, you know, Tom Izzo drew up some stuff to try and he knew the moment. He drew up some plays to try and find Matt McQuaid open on the wings or in the corner somewhere. Amazing. And then Cassius Winston. And I'm going to say this. I had this conversation with a few guys, a few media members after the game yesterday. what Cassius Winston has already done throughout his 3 years here at Michigan State University, I think is already enough to put him on the Mount Rushmore of Michigan State basketball players of all time. I think he's already up there. When you talk about the Mount Rushmore of MSU men's basketball, Magic Johnson, Mateen Cleaves, Cassius Winston, and you can debate about that fourth spot. There's a few names you could throw up on that fourth spot. But Cassius, Mateen, and Magic got to be on that list. It's amazing watching this young man play, and he did it with an injured toe. He's doing it with knee tendonitis. And don't get me wrong, because Xavier Simpson gave him some trouble in that game as well. Xavier Simpson is a very good defender, but Cassius is so crafty. I mean, the one layup he hit had an impossible angle. It was basically a scoop shot from his knees. Goes off the glass and in. You can't play better defense than that. That's just Cassius Winston doing Cassius Winston things. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So after the game, you immediately have those working at the United Center. They're roping off the court, right? So they didn't allow the media inside the rope. That was reserved for team personnel as they're setting up the stage, and the ladder comes out for the Spartans to go up and cut down the nets. And I'm getting shots on my iPhone of Izzo talking with who was it? I believe it was Tracy Wolfson, I think, of CBS. And then the players go on the stage and they come up one by one. Their names are being announced, and Izzo's pumping his fist. He's talking with the crowd. They take a group photo. And then everybody goes up on the ladder, and we're getting shots of that. And during that moment, Izzo, he saw me and he comes up to me and he's he says, "Al, I hope I didn't give you a heart attack over there." And I'm like, "No, Izzo, you got the job done, man. Congratulations." And he's just got this huge smile on his face. And then after he says that, his wife, Loopy, says, "Tom, mom's on the phone." I'm assuming, I guess Loopy's mom was on the phone, and he grabs the phone and he's talking to her, and he can barely hear because it's so loud. So he's like talking, and then mom couldn't hear him on the other line, so he's like yelling into the phone without it to his ear, and he's just so happy, so thrilled, so proud. You could see how proud Tom Izzo was of this accomplishment and what this meant to him, what this meant to his team. Going through all, I think if there's one word that I would choose to describe this year's team, resilient. This team is a team I didn't know what to expect, especially when you lose two NBA draft lottery picks in Miles Bridges and Jaren Jackson Jr. Didn't know what to expect this season. You go out, second round loss to Syracuse. Totally deflating, right? And then the injury to Josh Langford, which I said that I didn't see how MSU was going to win the Big Ten championship, let alone get out of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. The latter yet to be seen, but Michigan State won the Big Ten championship. They not only did that, they won the Big Ten tournament championship. Did not see that coming. Also, Nick Ward going out with the fractured hand injury against Ohio State. MSU still finds a way to keep his head above water and is there at the end of the year to win the Big Ten regular season championship, to get a share of that pie with Purdue. Didn't see this coming. But what happened? Also, by the way, kind of chuckled at this. A lot of people don't know that Jesse Jackson, that's right, famed civil rights activist Jesse Jackson, is a huge MSU basketball fan. Jesse was also present on the hardwood. And I tell you, Jesse's diehard, too. I turn to my right and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, it's Jesse Jackson." So I whip out my phone. I'm getting video of Jesse, which you can see on my Twitter feed at Al Martin, WKAR. And Jesse is like a kid in a candy store. I've never seen Jesse act this way. I've always been in awe of Jesse because, everything he's done for the civil rights movement. But he was like just a kid, yelling names, Cassius, let me talk to you, Cassius. Cassius comes over, he shakes Cassius' hand. Kenny Goins, runs by, and I don't think Kenny knew who he was, to be honest with you. I'm like, man, Kenny, Black History Month was February. You got to know who Jesse Jackson is, man. But Kenny came over. He's like, oh, how you doing, sir? And just kind of shook his hand like, all right, I got to go now. And then, you know, you hear Jesse saying, Kenny. And then Matt McQuaid runs by. Matt McQuaid. Well, he called Matt McQuaid by his last name. McQuaid. Then he goes to Tom. Just calling everybody. That's how it was. It was so cool to watch that. And then he goes to Tom Izzo and shakes his hand. And they had a really cool moment. And then the mood kind of changed a bit. Not even going to lie. Because after that, and I believe, I didn't see the selection show, but I believe CBS did not drag it out for 2 hours and wait. They just kind of just, boom, there's the bracket. You know, 60 seconds in, boom, there you go. Have fun. Fill out your bracket, which is good. Thank goodness, because the drag one was just so boring at times, right? It's like, come on, can you just give us the bracket, dude? So I'm glad that they didn't drag it on this year. But when we found out that Michigan State is a 2 seed, not just a 2 seed, because I thought that if anything, if you're playing, because I went on record to say that the Big Ten tournament means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. And the response that I would get from Spartan fans is, all right, Al, if anything, they are playing, if they win it all, they are playing for a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. If anything, Al, that's what you get out of this. Well, the committee said, the heck with that. You're wrong. And the Big Ten tournament championship, again, means nothing.
Just so disrespectful for you to say something like that.
That's the committee, Stephen A. It ain't me saying that. They clearly sent a message yesterday with this decision. That's what they're saying, right? You know, because, again, that's what I kept hearing. If MSU wins this whole thing, and I agree with you. I think Michigan State should be a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. All of the quad 1 victories that they have, and you win the Big Ten regular season championship, and then you couple that with the Big Ten tournament championship, just in case you had any doubt, and you give Michigan State a 2 seed, but not only that. The gag is that you're 2 seed in the East region where the powerhouse that is Duke is sitting at the top of that mountain waiting to devour anyone, any team that comes in its way. I'll have further thoughts on that as I welcome live in Studio S, former Michigan State men's basketball big man and motivational speaker, renowned motivational speaker, Anthony Iani. And I want to hear from you guys. I know you got thoughts on this. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. Live stream is there. Comment below that video, and you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. At WKAR News is how you can tweet the show. Further thoughts on the seeding and the region for Michigan State hoops when we come back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Again, all hour, we are discussing the Michigan State men's basketball win in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game over in-state rival Michigan. Can you have written that any better? On St. Patty's Day at that in Chicago? And they go hard out in Chicago for St. Patty's Day, man. The green beer is real out there. just what a day, what a moment. But for Spartan fans, it's a bit bittersweet because of what happened just moments later after Michigan State is celebrating the Big Ten Tournament Championship victory and then finding out you're a 2 seed in the East where the Duke Blue Devils are seated as top dog. Before I get to my guest, real quick, Connor Mathis, engineer of the Monday, Wednesday, and occasionally Friday Current Sports. Connor, just brief thoughts on the game and Michigan State's seeding.
The game was insane. I loved watching it. It was a great game.
Your voice is hurting a bit.
Yes, my voice is hurting a lot a bit, which I did not realize, of course, until about 9 last night that I had lost my voice from cheering. But yeah, I thought it was a good game. I thought it was a good, you know, again, doing kind of the same thing they've been doing all year, come from behind. Victory again. The seating was ridiculous. How do you beat Michigan and then Michigan gets the easier bracket? That makes no sense to me. Mm-hmm. And then I saw, you know, there was a bunch of takes like, oh, well, maybe Michigan State wanted to be here. I'm like, oh, come on now. Come on.
That's ridiculous.
You need to tell me that if you were Michigan State, you don't want to play UVA, who Tom Izzo owns UVA.
He does.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. He's put out teams against UVA that had no business competing with them, and he's beaten them handily. And then even UNC recently, Michigan State's beaten them too. So I just don't understand why the committee decided. Yep, they're going in with Duke. That being said, there was a really interesting stat that came out right after the brackets were announced that Duke. His 3-point percentage is something like 30% or something low. No team in the history of the tournament has had a 3-point percentage that low and made the Final Four. So that's an interesting stat to keep in mind as we go into the tournament.
Well, that'll change.
Yeah, probably.
Duke, gosh, they're good. With Zion. My gosh, they're good. Okay. For those watching at facebook.com/WKAR news right now, you see the face of Anthony Iani, former Michigan State men's basketball big man and renowned motivational speaker, doing awesome work in the community. You know, Ann is one of my dear friends here in the area, and I love talking, you know, MSU sports with him. And you know, we don't always agree, and that's what I love about Ann. We definitely go at it with our takes, and it's always fun talking sports with him. And I am so excited to not only have you on the show, Ant, but to have you on the show in the midst of the March Madness. I just want you to just kind of sound off, dude, on what you saw yesterday and then moments after. Because I didn't, and this, is that how they did it? They had the selection show and they just put it out there? They didn't drag it on,
so
did they?
It wasn't like last year when TBS did it, where they announced every single team that got the automatic bid and then went to the bracket. Like, they, as soon as Greg Gumbel said hello, they got right into it. And they didn't even waste time. Like, they really just, like, went from the East and then to the Midwest, to the, like, South. And I'm like, man, this is probably like the quickest they've done this selection
show
ever.
I think they heard
the
backlash.
I like that too. But right. I'll tell you what, Al, that was, I mean, I heard you say earlier, that was probably one of the greatest games I've ever witnessed, especially from a rivalry standpoint, Michigan State. That was so much fun to watch.
Do you think it's the best? Because we were debating. I was debating with media members, and they were saying, yeah, I think that's the best game.
I think it is, you know, recently too, because I mean, the years I've watched the rivalry as a fan, as a player, I haven't seen a game like that before, where Michigan just goes up 13, and here I am at home thinking, oh man, like maybe this is not our day, and then all of a sudden, Matt McQuay goes off, and I'm like, oh, okay, and then Cassius gets going. I'm like, all right, we're not losing this game, because knowing how Cassius is as a leader, he refuses to let us, you know, lose. And so beating your rivals 3 times in a span of 3 weeks, that's pretty cool.
It's
pretty fun, man.
It is.
And then the selection show happened. So I went from super excited to, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
I mean, like, and I talked to you about it during the break. You know, the selection chairperson said, well, Michigan State leapfrogged Kentucky. If that's the case, then how did we get penalized then in a way? If we leapfrogged Kentucky, shouldn't we be sitting with North Carolina?
Right.
But if you look at how the year has gone with the injuries and, like, people saying, oh, well, maybe they can't do this, they can't do that. Maybe that's leading up to an Elite Eight matchup where maybe this is the year where Coach Iz dethrones Coach K and we get Duke off our backs for once.
That's what Spartan fans have to hope for right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what Izzo said, you know, because listening to his press conference this afternoon before I headed over here, he noted that, you know, maybe this is, you know, there's a reason for this.
Yeah.
You know, his past woes when it comes to Coach K and Duke. Mm-hmm. And seeing how resilient this team has been this season, wouldn't it send a huge message if Michigan State can finally get over the hump
yep.
against a Duke team that is just out of this world good?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be something else, wouldn't it?
And you know what? He's been open publicly about it, too. After they lost last year to Duke in Chicago, I think it was, in the Champions Classic,
right.
He went off saying, I'm tired of losing to Duke. Like, he's tired. And they were up like 10 that game or something like that. And then Grayson Allen just went off.
Exactly.
And I think that's when coaches realize, you know what, I'm tired of it. And so he's going to do whatever it takes, you know, to beat those guys. But first, we got to get through the weekend first. You got to win the weekend because we've been out of the first weekend in the last 3 years.
Right.
And so first things first, take care of Bradley and then take care of Louisville and Minnesota.
Right, right. I want to throw this out there to you because I know you had a response to me when I tweeted out the video of me saying that if I'm MSU, I'm rooting against MSU on Friday because they need rest right now. The Big Ten tournament means nothing. And I hate to admit it, Ant, but after looking at how, as you know, the drop from Stephen A says, how blasphemous this is, MSU not being a one seed and you know, being a two seed in the same region as Duke. And you heard what Izzo had to say in the introduction. Mm-hmm. Izzo said he was asked by Kyle Austin of MLive.com, you know, do you think the selection committee takes into account the Big Ten tournament championship?
Mm-hmm.
Izzo said no.
Yeah.
They don't. And he went on to say that's the problem. So with that being said, Ant, you know, it's great that MSU beats its rival in Michigan, wins the Big Ten tournament championship. But you did it at the expense of now Kyle Arns is out. You know, I don't know if we'll see him at all in the Big Dance. And you do it and you win it and you're still just a two seed and you're in the same region as the Blue Devils. What did you get out of, other than beating your rival in Michigan, what else did you get out of winning the Big Ten championship, the tournament championship?
I mean, well, obviously, number one, you add something to your legacy here in Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, for those seniors, I texted Kenny and Matt on Saturday night. I said, for them to go out and lose to Michigan, like, that's not how those guys want to go out. And they want to go out as best they can. And they knew they were playing for something other than, you know, a Big Ten tournament title. They knew that a one seed was in reach. So my senior year, we kind of had that same mentality. You know, okay, Ohio State beat us at home. We shared the Big Ten championship. All right, cool. But there's that mentality of, okay, we need to go prove that we are the best team in the Big Ten and go out and get this number one seed. And I think that's the mentality they had. And it's worth it. But I don't think anybody expected this to happen as far as, okay, we're going to be in Duke's region. Like, nobody expected that. Mm-mm. Like, I was thinking, okay, we'll end up in the South with Virginia or we'll go out West, which we've done before. Like, nobody thought this would happen. But you know what? I know there are fans out there that have said, well, maybe we should have forfeit this game, or people 97 on the ticket out East have said, well, Michigan State should have just played all their walk-ons. I'm like, if, unless you go to this university, you are a fan of this university, and you know athletes that played here, we're not just going to lay down for our rivals.
Too competitive.
Exactly.
It's always too competitive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I was telling one of my buddies this last night, we couldn't have gotten a better layout for the first weekend. Bradley, the first game, you know, now, granted, don't take anybody lightly.
No,
because
it's
a
tournament.
Right. But, you know, if we get ahead, if we get a quick lead, quick jump on Bradley, and we continue that for, you know, for 40 minutes, we can get Cassius out. We could put Foster in more. We can get guys who have been beat up and banged up out more and play the younger guys, you know, as long as we maintain that lead. So same thing with Louisville and Minnesota. Like, I know we played Minnesota once, but, you know, we beat them by 20 at home. And then Louisville, a team where we played with no Matt McQuaid and a Cassius Winston who wasn't what he was back then. Mm-hmm. So it couldn't be a better, you know, layout for us to get to that second weekend. So Iz knows what he's doing as far as, like, rest and, like, you know, reps goes. He knows what he's doing.
And with this outcome being what it is, has it changed your perception when it comes to how you view the value of the Big Ten tournament now?
I think, for one, the tournament should be finished up on Saturday. Because I know the ACC used to do, you know, Sunday finals, then they moved it back. The SEC used to do the same thing, Big 12, then they all moved it back. So I think, obviously, with Delaney leaving, I think the next guy who comes in should really consider moving the tournament to, you know, start it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, finals on Saturday, because now nobody has to play on Sunday. All you got to do is worry about, you know, the selection show, because now the NCAA selection committee can look at what those teams did in the tournament. And then it's like the college football playoff committee. You got all the championship football games on Saturday.
Right.
Committee comes out on Sunday. I mean, that's what they need to do. And I think if that happens, like, it's easier, because now, in my opinion, Al, I think the committee already has its selections made up on Saturday and they have different brackets laid out. But then they won't even let coaches, I don't think they even consider the Big Ten tournament game, like, they don't put it under consideration. So it should be moved back to Saturday, in my opinion.
Did you read my notes, Ant? That's where I was going. That was my final point to close out the hour, Ant. Because this is the thing. You're spot on. You're spot on there. Because with it being so late, you got the committee in this room, and they're like, okay, we just want to get this over with. We've been probably debating since Saturday about this, the long hours right, and blah blah blah, right? And it's like, all right, MSU plays, cool. To give them, you know, somewhere close to 24 hours to digest what MSU accomplished against in-state rival Michigan, to look at that full resume.
That's plenty of time.
That's plenty of time, right?
Yep.
You know, because I just think they looked at this and said, all right, they're the last game. I just want to get this over with. Let's put it out there. Right. Selection show is starting immediately. Let's get it out there, right?
And it's like Coach Iz talked about today, too, about how I don't think they put in consideration about how much championships matter, like college football. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think we're the only team in college basketball that's won both the regular season and their tournament title.
Right.
So if you finish all that up on a Saturday and the committee has 24 hours to think about what Michigan State has done in the season,
right. Maybe
you look at that and go, well, you know, North Carolina didn't win either, so maybe we put Michigan State in the West. Or, you know, Gonzaga did win their conference, but they got beat by a team that they beaten by 50 points combined this season. So maybe we put them in the West as a one seed.
Right.
Like, it's not that hard.
It's not that hard
to sit here and just think about what's got to be done.
Right.
And, I mean, it's funny because somebody said on Twitter, if you look at, like, guys like Jay Billis or Dick Vitale or Jay Williams, guys like that who have the experience, maybe they should make up that committee. And not like athletic directors who may not even have experience in sports and they're just business people. I think that's why, you know, Mark Hollis got the nod, because he was a manager here at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worked, like, in the NCAA for a long time. And so, but there are guys on that committee who know nothing about sports.
They don't have a finger on
the pulse.
Exactly.
I
agree. And Izzo's always said, you know, they need more basketball guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
I totally agree with that. And you know what? The selection committee for the NCAA tournament had determined that the win over the Wolverines, as you noted, slid MSU past Kentucky and into the sixth position on the seed list, making the Spartans the second strongest number two seed behind Tennessee. That meant that they would be placed, and this is how they justified it, in their, quote, natural and closest region possible, according to committee chair Bernard Muir. MSU has been in the Midwest for as long as it's been in Michigan, which is in the Midwest. So the Spartans playing in the East region, and, I mean, how could this possibly be? You know, when you look at, let's go over to look at the map. Look at MapQuest. You'll discover it is 591 miles from East Lansing to Washington, D.C.
Exactly,
right? As opposed to 711 miles from East Lansing to Kansas City.
What's the difference?
Thank you, right?
Like, my thing is with that, Al, it's like, you know what? No matter where we're going to go, we're going to have a big fan base. Because I was thinking about that driving up here this morning to Lansing. I was like, okay, if we were out west and say we got to Anaheim, we have one of the biggest alumni bases in Southern California.
Right,
and,
right.
Like, granted, I know we got like 12,000 alums in D.C., but you mean to tell me that you wouldn't want like 27,000 like screaming green and white fans at that arena because of the alumni base?
Exactly.
Like,
the thinking here makes no sense. So the committee decided that the Spartans would rather travel just 120 fewer miles and be bracketed to face the tournament's number one overall seed, Duke. Yeah. Real smart stuff here, and all right, I want to hit our final break. Ant will stick around as we close out this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. And there goes my live stream. We'll be right back, folks, to put a bow on today's show. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. As we have just 4 minutes left here in the hour, we've been talking with former MSU big man and motivational speaker Anthony Iani about the MSU men's basketball win over in-state rival Michigan in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game yesterday. Quite the scene. Connor Mathis, the engineer of the Monday, Wednesday, and sometimes Friday edition of Current Sports. Real quick, diving into weekend winners. If you guys had to pick a weekend winner in the world of sports, I think we're all going Michigan State basketball here. Who would you give it to, Connor?
I'm going Matt McQuaid.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if you saw this from the Detroit Free Press, but apparently when Kyle got hurt. He went over to him and he said, "I'm about to go off."
Yeah.
And
he did.
Delivered. I mean, that is the best Matt McQuaid performance. I said last time when they played Michigan, he just turned and he got like he played angry, and I love it when a player does that.
Doesn't he have such a pretty basketball stroke? I mean, his shot is just textbook elbow in, follow through, flick the wrist. Money. It's amazing to watch him shoot the basketball, man. And who would you give it to?
I'm going to go with Matt McQuaid.
McQuaid as well.
I mean, just how he started that game, I was like, he's going to go off today. And then Kyle gets hurt, and I was like, knowing that relationship, I was like, he's going about to kill it right now. And he did.
Right.
Like, he just went off.
Gotcha. I'm going to go off the beaten path here a bit. I'm going to go Kyle Arns.
Okay.
Because Kyle being such, first off, he's one of my favorite MSU players I've ever covered. You know, he's just so humble. He's so honest, and he's a team guy.
He's tough too,
and he's so tough. Isn't he tough, man? He's so tough. He plays, you know, all out. But you know, when he went down, I truly believe that emotionally that did something to this team. Mm-hmm. That I think that took them to another level where it really did become their rallying cry. And you saw the emotion. I mean, Izzo came over and hugged Kyle.
Nick
Ward was tearing up. You know, you saw Cash's face. You saw the entire team. I love the last hug that he got from a player was Josh Langford,
yep.
You know, who was out there. You know, he's been hurt since late December. And he came over and gave him some words of encouragement and kissed him on the head. And, you know, seeing Kyle go back in the locker room, he was hitting his chest and kind of pointing to the fans. And, you know, I really believe that did something to the team. And the fact that the x-rays came back negative. You know, Kyle joked, he was talking with me afterwards and said that, you know, that's the first x-ray I've had where it didn't come back as something broken. So,
thankfully,
I was like, thank goodness, man. So his career, you know, he's a junior, so, you know, he'll be back next year if he can't go in the tournament. And I'm just rooting for that young guy because he is, you know, he's one of my favorite players to cover and he means so much to this team. All right. That does it, folks. We will have more on Michigan State and we'll break down. We'll look at the entire bracket on tomorrow's Current Sports, you know, maybe give you a few tips, you know, take it for what it's worth for you filling out your respective brackets and in your pools at work and, you know, with your homies. So you don't want to miss tomorrow's Current Sports. We'll play to you some of the Izzo press conference from this afternoon. And again, you can catch the 2-minute drill report with postseason, you know, videos, or excuse me, post game videos from what happened yesterday at facebook.com/WKAR News. See you Tuesday and be easy, people.